بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, there is this video which has been doing the round for some time. It's gone viral in the Arab world of the Sudanese shepherd grazing sheep in Saudi Arabia. The poor man. And you know, the lives of the shepherd is very tough because they live out with their sheep for months at a time, going from place to place, valley to valley, hill to hill, trying to find grazing for their sheep. There's hardly any grazing because it's all very dry land and so on and so forth. So they live on their own there, and sometimes they have a small shed or something in which they have whatever meager possessions. And usually their owner of the sheep will come there once in a week or something like that, or maybe longer, in his pickup, and he will, you know, bring him water or bring him some whatever he needed. So this guy is grazing sheep, and his video was done by these two young men who were probably just sort of pulling his leg or something. So they stopped there. They asked this man, they said, sir, give us one of your sheep. The man said, I cannot give you the sheep. Sheep don't belong to me. They belong to my owner. So there is this whole talk. He said, no, give me one sheep. The man said, I cannot give you the sheep. So this guy is the person who's making the video. He keeps on insisting, you know, give me a sheep. This guy says, before I give you the sheep, the sky has to fall on the earth. Then I will give you the sheep. The video maker, you know, he and his companion, they sort of laugh, and then they say, tell you what, I'll give you 200 riyal for the sheep. Now remember, for somebody like that in the bush, that 200 riyal is good money. He says, I'll give you 200 riyal. You know, sell me the sheep for 200 riyal. The man says, even if you give me 200,000 riyal, I will not give you the sheep. So this guy says, you know, I don't know why you're making such a big deal about it, but if the owner of the sheep asks, you just say, it got lost. The man says, there is no it got lost in the shibr. Now, shibr is the span between the tip of your little finger and the tip of your thumb. Now, we just call Urdu mein balish bolte. In Arabic, it's called shibr. So, this man, the other guy, Saudi guy, he says to him, what is shibr? He says, shibr is the khabar. Yeah, he's giving it a different meaning. He says, shibr is the khabar. And he says, you know, in the khabar, there is it got lost. So when I'm lying in the khabar, I cannot say it got lost. So this guy says, you are alone here. Who's seeing you? There's nobody seeing you. He said, nobody's seeing me? What about Allah? Allah is not seeing me? He said, I will not sell you that sheep even for 200,000. You know, it's an ajeeb story. Think about this. This is happening here. And there's a famous story of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who once saw a sheep herder like this. And in those days, these sheep herders were slaves. So this was a slave who was grazing sheep. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he wanted to test this guy. So he went to him and said, sell me a sheep. The man says, I cannot sell you the sheep. The sheep don't belong to me. They belong to my owner. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he gave him, he induced him, I'll pay you so much money and so on. He refused. He said to him, look, just tell your owner that a wolf took the sheep. This is something which would happen, you know, it's not an unusual thing. So he said, tell him the sheep got killed, a wolf took the sheep. He said, you want me to tell my owner that a wolf took the sheep?
And what will I tell Allah when I meet Him? What will I tell Allah when I meet Him? He said, what will I tell Allah on the day when my hands and feet will speak, not my tongue? Which wolf took my sheep? Sayyid Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he started weeping. And he said, Alhamdulillah, that such people are there in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which reminded me of another beautiful story about Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar's father, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was doing one of his rounds in Medina in the night. And he and his companion, they stopped by a house and they could overhear a conversation from inside the house. It was a mother speaking to her daughter, and she was saying to the daughter, put some water in the milk, dilute the milk so that the quantity increases and, you know, you can sell it. The daughter said, it is not permissible in Islam. It is haram to adulterate and to put water in the milk to sell it. I won't do it. The mother says, go on, do it. It's, you know, it's okay. So the daughter says, did you not hear the proclamation of the Amirul Mumineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, who said that to mix water in the milk, to adulterate milk, is haram and should not be done? The woman said, well, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here to see what you are doing. Now, she didn't know that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was standing outside and listening to this, but she said, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here to see what you are doing. The daughter said, what about the Rabb of Umar ibn al-Khattab? What about the Rabb of Umar ibn al-Khattab? Is he seeing or not seeing? Radiallahu anhu. And she refused to do it. Next morning, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sent his companion and said, bring these two to the court. They brought them. And in the court was also Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he told him the story. He said, what shall we do? What is your advice? So Abdullah ibn Abbas said, punish this old woman because she is, you know, instigating her daughter to do dishonest things. Sayyidina Umar said, no, I will not punish her because she didn't actually do it. So, you know, the fact that the daughter was honest saves the mother also. He asked them, who else is there in your family? The woman said, my husband died and there's no one, just me and my daughter. They were poor people selling milk. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu called his sons and he said, is any one of you interested in getting married to this girl? He asked the girl, would you like to get married? And she said, yes, I am looking for a husband, but I am so poor, nobody who wants to marry me. Sayyidina Umar called his son, then he said, who wants to marry this girl? And he told her the story. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I have a wife already, I'm not interested in marrying a second time. But his brother asked him in Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, I do not have a wife and I would like to get married to this lady. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu conducted that wedding in his court. The orphan daughter of a man, that is the mother and his daughter, only two in the world, poor people. Sayyidina Umar married this girl to his son. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the ruler of the Muslim world at the time. The story of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, which I told you, so after he praised the shepherd who would not sell him the sheep, he went and he sent somebody to buy that slave from his owner and set him free. And he came and he told the shepherd, he said, that the word from your mouth, which is that Allah is watching, he said, this word was enough to free you in this life. And he said, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the same word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should free you on the Day of Judgment. Now, brothers and sisters, This is the meaning of living Islam. Remember, to succeed with Allah, you don't need great learning. You don't need great wealth. You don't need anything except one thing. And that thing is to practice Islam. If we live by Islam, then inshallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be good. Even if in this life we do not have resources and wealth and money and influence, it doesn't matter. But we need to practice what we know. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.